Well, hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Jesus is the Savior, but he's also the Troubler. Matthew 2, verse 1, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we're come to worship him. And when Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. Now, this last number of days, we've talked about Jesus Christ, the Troubler. He troubles certain aspects of our life, and he troubles certain kinds of people. But it is interesting to know that the wise men came looking for him, and they weren't troubled. They were eager to find Jesus. They weren't avoiding him like the folks up in Jerusalem. Do you know why? What was the difference? Well, they had come to worship him. And let me tell you this, if you've come to worship him, you're not going to find anything in him, in Christ, to alarm you. But if your heart is not to worship him, there's lots in Jesus to alarm you. Oh, these wise men were prepared to declare him the king and to worship him. Hey, think about it. The worshiping of him wasn't just the kneeling before him as we see the pictures declaring that was the way it was, whether it was or not, I don't know. But they worshipped him, and it cost them. Oh yeah, the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. No, that wasn't just the cost. It cost them time. I don't know how long they took on that journey, but it was probably months and months. Some people say it was 2 years. I don't know. It cost them separation from their family to worship. It cost them separation from their homeland to worship. Folks, you couldn't get half the Christians that I know, you couldn't get them to stretch themselves to do anything for Jesus. Just want to go to heaven. Is that you? Would you ever do anything for him? Or do you just want the ticket to glory? And it cost these men to worship. It cost them their wealth to worship. Are there little pet sins, my friend, that you want to keep holding on to? Hey, listen, don't bamboozle yourself by thinking that you're doing great with God if you will not give your money to his work. If you will not back the people who are bringing you the gospel or bringing the world the gospel, don't think you're a worshiper. You ought to be troubled. But the wise men weren't troubled. No, they were totally sold out to him. And if you'll worship him as your king, your lord, your master, you'll find out that he is wonderful. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.